Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mysno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program. Tell your family and friends that we are live every Sunday at noon on WEDO 810 AM. Have pen and paper ready for important information. In keeping with the Lenten season on our way to the resurrection, our first selection is Pascha Krasnaya, Lovely Pascha, by the Singers of Pulse. People have asked, why do we play religious or liturgical songs on the Heritage Program? Those of you who are Russian know that our culture and religion are intertwined. Social activities in Europe centered around the church, and when our parents and grandparents immigrated to America, the church was the center of all their activities, both religious and social, and to some extent this is still the case today, both in the United States and the homeland. So for we Russians, culture and religions are definitely linked.
Just a reminder about the egg extravaganza being held next Sunday, March 7th, not this week as I stated last week, at St. John's Byzantine Catholic Church, Uniontown from 1 to 4:30 p.m. sponsored by GCU District Number 2. The marketplace will have Pisanka supplies, Eastern craft items, and the Carpathian Rusyn Society sales items. For more information, call Bonnie Bayless at 724-438-8412 or Ann Swanson at 724-483-8546. When I studied with Rusinska Obrada in the summer of 1993, I met many great people. I didn't know much of the language and needed a lot of help with normal everyday affairs. My very, very good friend, Josef Piro, took me under his wing and opened himself and his family up to me. He was a worker for the Obrada that helped set up cultural performances. He's now a teacher of accordion and director of the children's folk group Shadish in Preshow. He continues to help me whenever I return to Preshow to conduct research for Slaviani or do work for the CRS. This next song comes from his group Shadish and is entitled Fraya Rochku Shatidala Plakala. My girlfriend began to cry.
Thank you.
How many Rusins live in Transcarpathia? In an article by Carpatho-Rusyn Society member Bogdan Horbal, currently located on the website of the Rusyn International Media Center, www.rusynmedia.org, a roundtable discussion on the Encyclopedia of Rusyn History and Culture took place at the annual convention of the Association for the Study of Nationalities at Columbia University. Professor Taras Kuzio of the University of Toronto stated that there are no data on the number of Rusyns living in the Transcarpathian region. He emphasized that he does not deny that there are Rusyns living in Transcarpathia, but simply that there are no specific statistics to suggest their presence. Kuzio adds that the Ukrainian census of 2001 could have been helpful in providing this much-needed data, but the census did not permit Rusyns to declare themselves as such. Rusyns themselves were certainly hoping that the census would support their claims about the Rusyn ethnic structure of the region. The census data was lower than the 650,000 that are claimed in some Rusyn publications. This would have contradicted the notion of the universal Ukrainianness of Transcarpathia presented in many Ukrainian publications. As the results were published, surprisingly, 10,200 Rusyns were listed there. This is a surprise because Rusyns were not supposed to be listed at all. The number is what the government wanted it to be, small. How reliable can the data from a census be during which the census takers were instructed in a special manual, the existence of which we have now learned, that there is no Rusyn nationality and the Rusyn answer should be marked as Ukrainian? It leads to the question, how were the 10,200 Rusyn responses smuggled in? According to Bogdan Horbal, when Ukraine makes its pitch for membership into the European Union, the Rusyn situation it prefers to ignore will become one of the obstacles to its admission. The full text of this article can be found at www.rusynmedia.org.
Our next selection is from the Skupina Effect album. On each side of the album, there is one song by two young sisters, Maria and Renata Yaroshyova, who are very pleasant to listen to. We have Hey Porcinelli Hore, The Blackened Hills. The Carpatho-Rusyn Society is sponsoring two heritage tours this year. The first one, from June 25th to July 9th, is the 8th annual Rusyn Heritage Tour, visiting Rusyns in Poland, Slovakia, and Ukraine. Time is running out on this one. Reservations must be made by March 31st. If you're interested in this tour, please email Dean at rusyn31@aol.com. The second tour is the Lemko Heritage Tour, is to take place in August, designed to experience Rusyn culture in Lemkovina, southeast Poland. For more information about joining the CRS or these tours, please call 412-749-9899 or visit our newly renamed website at www.c-rs.org. Once again, call 412-749-9899 or visit us at www.c-rs.org. You'll be glad you did.
Last week, we played a polka for Lois and Irv Lieberman and Mom, but it was a very bad recording and probably really hard to dance to. So this next one is for them again, and this is Poljana, Poljana by the young man of Rules from Circh. Poljana, We have great news for you guys out there in Radio Land. We've just been informed when we got to the station here that WEDO will be taping the Sunday programs for the Russian Heritage Program and rebroadcasting them every Saturday, beginning next Saturday, March 6th at 6 p.m. So if you're in church right now or you have family or friends that want to listen to the show, please tell them to start listening only now, but on Saturdays at 6 p.m.
As I was preparing today's program, I wondered if anybody had listened. I did not hear from one listener this week, and I need to hear from you. You don't have to make a pledge or donation to call. We need to know if we're doing okay, and we need your suggestions to help make our program better. This program is for you, not us, but we don't know what you want or like unless you tell us. Our special offer is still in effect. Anyone making a donation of $25 or more will receive a Russian CD of their choice from an available CRS list. So call or write me, Jack Paloka, to take advantage of this special offer while it lasts.
Dean and I, well, Jack and I are choreographers for Slaviani, and we thought it would be a good idea to play a dance melody each week called Melody. We had a little mix-up in script here. So here, this is the group Vujhorod, and this is Melody Torianskoy Dolina.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Rusin Comedy Program. Well, our next selection is by one of our favorite Rusin singers, Anna Tsarvitska, with her most popular song, Karajok Lialjove, The Pretty Lily, which was the number one song in Slovakia for many months when it was released, and for which she received a gold medal. This goes out to Jack Mihalo, financial secretary of the CRS, and I know this song is very special to him, for he and Anna are cousins. Jack, enjoy. I want to announce the passing of Carpathia Rusin Society member John Kurniski, a longtime member of St. Mary's Byzantine Catholic Church of the Assumption, Manesan. His wife Olga just recently passed, and John has gone to join her. He will be sorely missed by his children and grandchildren. Vichnaya Hiemo Pamyat.
There is in Pittsburgh a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary. A center of education and formation for men called by God to serve His people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, you can call the seminary at area code 412-321-8383. One more time, that is area code 412-321-8383.
In this day and age when everything seems to be becoming so generic, it is important to keep in our minds and hearts, and also to teach our children and grandchildren, that to be Rusin is to be unique and something to be proud of. We must know who we are, where we are going, and most importantly, where we came from. For all of our unique, proud listeners, we have the Horak Karpatach in the Carpathian Mountains from the Hymnich Ne Spive Rusino CDs.
Плачу дочі,
In the upper reaches of eastern Spiš and western Šariš counties, the Rusyn region called Makovitska encompasses the cities of Bardejov and Svidnik in northeast Slovakia. Each December, thousands of Rusyns come together to crown the best Rusyn singers. The competition, known as the Makovitska Struna, is held at the sports hall Mier, right outside Bardejov's historic town square. On December 6, 2003, the final day of the two-day competition, 40 regional winners performed for the right to be crowned the best in 2003. 160 singers competed in regional contests in the counties of Svidnik, Bardejov, Humene, Spiška Nova Ves, Košice, Prešov, and Stara Ljubovnja. At the 31st Makovica Storuna in December 2003, the laureate for best soloist was Ludmila Švedova from Svidnik, and the laureates for best group was Ludmila and her sisters Anna, Martina, and Renata Harkotova. Guests of this year's competition, named Spive Mojo Kraju, Songs from My Country, were Olga Senenitsova and Natalia Popovich from Uzhhorod, Ukraine, and the 15-member music ensemble from the well-known folklore group Šarišan from Prešov under the direction of Ljubomir Šimčik. They also accompanied all the singers throughout the competition. Funding for this competition was received from the Minister of Culture of the Slovak Republic. Over the 31 years of the Makovica Storuna, 5,508 singers have sung 8,482 songs. Andrej Karško has been the director of the competition since its beginning and has arranged more songs than anyone for this festival throughout the years. His ambition is to continue the competition so that the old folk songs are not forgotten by this national minority, nor the youth. This next song is from last year's CD celebrating the 30th year of the Makovitska Storuna. This is Josef Rudi and Vasil Dura singing Kad jam išo do robote, When I Went to Work.
Kad jam išo do robote, umilojся svitlo. Умілося світило, а не сямі не настало, що свята в нашу залу. Принесла мій мамка фрештик та й смутну новину. Принесла мій мамка фрештик та й смутну новину.
We got a schedule from the Mount St. Macrina Retreat Center programs for March 2004. On March 13th, a Lenten Day of Prayer presented by Reverend George Appleyard. 10 p.m. to 3, the offering is $20, lunch is included, registration is due by March 4th. On March 14th, Lenten Day of Prayer presented by Sister Marian Senish. 1 to 5 p.m., offering $20, dinner included, registration due March 5th. I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me, Jack Paloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, Mickey's Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-4444. Have a wonderful week, and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сія пачили нашого виселання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного виселання. Ходи здравий з Богом!